Yesterday, solid earnings propelled the markets. Today, it was some lousy retail sales numbers that pushed the stocks south. It's the Business News headlines for Wednesday, the 16th day of October. Thanks, as always, for being with us. Is it over? GM and the UAW strike, that is. Hey, if you need tires before winter, we've got a story about that. Airlines are fretting over the return of the Boeing MAX 737. There's some scary times for Wells Fargo as the ghost of the past comes back. Big meat is loving no meat. Those stories and more, plus in for the interview is Des Moines mayoral candidate, former Senator Jack Hatch. We'll talk about more than potholes, I promise. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company, at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Well, let's get into this. We got a lot to cover. It may be finally sinking in among consumers. Retail sales unexpectedly dropped by 0.3% in September, marking their first decline in 7 months. Spending cutbacks on motor vehicles and online purchases, among other factors, weighed down retail sales numbers. The weak data added to recent concerns over the potential for a recession. Global economic data points to slower growth, while the U.S. manufacturing sector is already contracting. In the center of all of these worries is the ongoing U.S.-China trade war, which is becoming increasingly uncertain. The Wall Street Journal reported there are questions about how much more in U.S. agricultural products China will actually buy and for how long. These worries come even after China and the United States agreed last week to the first phase of a broader trade deal. Meanwhile, Bloomberg News said China wants U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods rolled back before moving forward with the purchases. All of this uncertainty, well, the result this morning was that stocks wavered. We'll detail Wall Street numbers on our Twitter feed at IOB_NewsHour. Well, this morning it was reported that General Motors and the United Auto Workers have reached a tentative deal to end the 31-day-old strike. The deal was hammered out after months of bargaining, but won't bring an immediate end to the strike by 49,000 hourly workers. They will likely stay on the picket lines for at least two more days as two union committees vote on the deal, after which, of course, the members will have to approve it. Terms of the tentative four-year contract were not released, but it's likely to include some pay raises, lump sum payments to workers, and requirements that GM build more new vehicles in the United States. Early on, GM offered new products in Detroit and Lordstown, Ohio, two of the U.S. cities where it planned to close factories. Now, for its part, General Motors is looking at slowing domestic sales and heavy costs as the company shifts toward more electric and autonomous vehicles. Meanwhile, GM workers have wanted to lock in as much as they can before things in the auto industry apparently might get ugly. They argue that they've given up pay raises and made other concessions to keep GM afloat during its 2009 trip through bankruptcy protection. Now that GM has been nursed back to health, earning more than $2.4 billion in the latest quarter, workers want a bigger share. Well, we thought this story from Family Handyman was worth sharing with you. It seems the place to buy your next set of tires isn't the big branded tire store, but ready? Ready? Costco. Why? Well, folks seem to like the company and the price. According to the consumer website Clark.com, Costco topped a survey of 50,000 Consumer Report subscribers who recently bought tires. Why? Well, in a word, it's the price. The warehouse giant's median cost per tire when customers bought four was $166. Independent retailers followed next at $167 per tire. The median cost per tire at online retailers like Amazon.com and TireBuyer.com, they did come in lower at $124 and $147 respectively, but those prices didn't include installation and balancing, according to Clark.com. Here's a couple of other benefits you're getting with your tires when you buy them at Costco. They're nitrogen-filled. What? Really? Nitrogen-filled tires are said to last longer than compressed air. Consumer Reports also found that while nitrogen might improve the overall air retention of your tires, you should still check your tire pressure once a month, and you can always air up with regular air. Number two is maintenance. Costco offers a 5-year road hazard guarantee and lifetime maintenance, including free tire balancing and flat repairs. Now you know. Tires, Costco. Got it? Good. Airlines are fretting over how to tell passengers that they soon will be boarding the troubled Boeing MAX 737 that's been out of service for the past 6 months. Travelers have expressed fears about flying on the plane, even after new updates from Boeing when it returns to the air after being grounded around the world since March following two deadly crashes in October of 2018 and March of this year, which killed 346 people. Now, some airlines have publicly committed to allowing concerned passengers to switch their flights to other planes free of charge when the 737 MAX is back in action, but have so far stopped short of committing to directly alerting passengers of the plane model that they've booked. Southwest Airlines and United Airlines say that they'll allow passengers to switch flights, but neither airline has announced a full plan for telling passengers what type of plane they're on, either when they've decided on their flight or after they book it. Well, it's October, and the ghosts and the goblins are out, especially over at Wells Fargo. The bank reported a 23% drop in its third quarter profits. Why? Well, the specter of Wells Fargo's 2016 fake account scandal has reared its head. The lackluster performance is partially due to a $1.6 billion legal bill related to the scandal, which involved its employees creating unauthorized accounts to drive profits and sales. The bank now awaits a new CEO, Charles Scharf, formerly of Visa and Bank of New York Mellon, who will take over the helm of Wells Fargo on October 21st, and I suspect there's lots of people ready. And finally, there is this. It's a meat story from Big Meat. The hot new product this year has been meatless meat, and so far it's been dominated by startups like Beyond Meat and Impossible Foods. Well, now big meat companies like Tyson, Smithfield, and Hormel are looking to cash in on the buzz around plant-based protein and meat alternatives, which has projected sales of $85 million by 2030. Health and environmental concerns are driving consumers away from conventional meat, and increased competition shows positive signs for plant-based alternatives. However, many worry that new players like the big players might consume small startups or use plant-based products to distract from other environmental misdeeds. I have not yet had a sample, but folks tell me that you can't tell the difference. Coming up next, an extended interview with former state senator and current Des Moines mayoral candidate Jack Hatch. We'll be talking water to potholes and lots of stuff in between. Click through for more.